We're actually going to do something a little different today. Just so you know, we were ready, right, to start a new series. In fact, some of the backdrops you saw for our worship slides, like that's going with a new series. I had the sermon ready. We were going to launch this brand new series today. But in the middle of the week, I heard something that kind of caused me to pause. And it was something, it was actually a sermon from another pastor who talked about this idea that we are such in a hurry to get to the next thing that sometimes we miss the moment that we're in. And I was thinking about this, and I was up here throughout the week listening to our band rehearse for worship night that we had last night. I was kind of arrested in the moment. And I had to stop and go, God, what are you doing? Like we're so excited about all these things. We look at our bulletin and it's packed with stuff. We've got women's Bible studies and men's Bible studies and students and kids. You know, we've got all of these things that we're doing and all these new things that we're excited about, filling some of the vacuum that we felt last year. And we're in such a hurry sometimes to start these new things that I don't want to miss the moment that we're in. And this is the truth that I know. Right, this is normally I would have a slide for this, but I just said we're not going to do slides today, right? When the people of God experience the presence of God, it leads to new purpose. I'm going to say that again. When the people of God experience the presence of God, it leads to new purpose. So I wanted to do something a little different today and just take a few minutes to experience and really sit in the presence of God. In Isaiah 6, you have the very beginning of Isaiah's calling to ministry. For those of you who don't know who Isaiah is, he's a prophet that God called. And when God called Isaiah, he had this vision. And in this vision, he's actually taken up into heaven and he's in the throne room of heaven, in the physical presence of God the Father, the Creator. Right? This is what it says in Isaiah 6, verse 1, right? In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne high and lifted up. And we read that and go, okay, well, he saw the Lord on the throne high and lifted up. Like, that's not like a small thing. That's like a big thing. Blink. See? I have emphasis text tones today. It's not a small thing. It's an enormous thing, right? It says the train of his robe filled the temple. Look, I've seen some royal weddings. I know, like, the trains can last a long time, but they don't fill the whole church. And this is a heavenly temple. It says the train of his robe filled the temple, and above him stood the seraphim, which is a type of angel. This is a different picture of an angel. Check this out, right? Each had six wings. With two it covered his face, and with two it covered his feet, and with two he flew. There's a seraphim, the six-winged seraphim, and some of them wings are in faces and feet and flying, right? Six wings. Is that the precious moment picture you get when you think of angels? And one he called to the other, saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with this glory. So imagine this. Isaiah is in the throne room of God, and over God there is worship continually. And now he's sitting in the presence of worship of God. He's standing there, and he's overwhelmed by it. Right, this is what he sees, right? Right after this, verse 4. And the foundation of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell amidst a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal, and taken with tongs from the altar, and he touched my mouth and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt has been taken away and your sins atoned for. This really interesting picture of Isaiah, who experiences the presence of God and is overwhelmed for God to, in the presence of God, that he, in the middle of this worship, is confessing his sins because he is unworthy to be in the presence of God. And the truth is, if any of us are in that presence without Jesus, we are not worthy to be there. We have to have our sins atoned for. And our sins have been atoned for. That's why we so strongly emphasize the gospel in Jesus, is because your sins have been atoned for, and your sins have been atoned for, and your sins have been atoned for. And it allows us to enter into his presence and worship him at a different level. Don't miss the fact, right? And we're not even reading this part. There's a reason that Isaiah is having this vision. And it's not to have his sins atoned for. It's not to be in the midst of this worship, right? He does that. But the reason is because God has a job for Isaiah. God needs a prophet. And he's searching for someone, and he chooses Isaiah. He actually asks Isaiah, and Isaiah volunteers. There's a job to do, though. There's something that's going on. But before the job, before the prophet walking into his role, there was worship. And there was sitting or standing in the presence of God and allowing him to do a new work. So this morning, we're going to lean in to the presence of God. Some of you feel this morning, maybe like Isaiah did, and there's something in you that you need new, that you need cleansed, that you need purified. Some of you feel like you need God to do a new work in your heart. But remember, when the people of God experience the presence of God, it leads to new purpose. And some of you may have been coming out of 2020 or even starting 2021 going, look, I need some of that today. I need to lean into that new purpose. I need God to do that new thing in me. So my prayer for you this morning is that you allow God to move in your heart. And that you experience his presence and allow him to guide you to his purpose. So this is what we're going to do. All right, that's it. This is a sermon. We're done for the sermon today. But we're going to worship more today. And we're going to sit in the presence of God. And this is my challenge to you. Allow God into your heart to the depth and the level of the things that you've been holding back. And maybe that's like Isaiah. You have that sin that you need to lay before the altar. Maybe you need him to start that new thing in you. Maybe he has a new purpose or new calling for you. And he is just ready for you. But before that time comes, you need to sit and worship. Look, we have a new series ready. I have a whole sermon that was ready for today that I did not preach. Because before we do the new thing, I want to sit in the presence of God and take these moments, in the moments of waiting, and let him move. And I don't want to be so busy to get to the next thing that I miss the moment of God now. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to actually invite the worship team back up. And we're going to worship more. And here's my challenge for you today. Right? I know normally when we worship, we ask everybody to stand up and we sing some songs and we worship and we sit back down. I want you to feel like you have the freedom to sit, to stand, to raise your hands, to put your hands in your pocket. If you want to get on your knees and kneel, we want you to have the freedom to worship God and experience his presence this morning. It's not about you. It's not about the person next to you. It's about God in you. So that's the challenge. That's the heart. There's lots of things, right? We just announced a lot of things that are happening. We have Bible study starting. We have new ministry starting with kids. We have new ministry starting with single moms. But before the next step, before the next thing, we need to take that moment and sit and experience the presence of God. And I just want to invite you to do that today. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for the things that you've called us to next. But Lord, we don't want to miss the opportunity to worship and to hear what you have for our hearts this morning. Our desire is to experience you. And I pray that this morning and these just next four songs that we sing, that we feel something in who you are. That we're not worried about what's happening after church or this afternoon or this week, but for just a few minutes, we can sit in your presence and experience who you are. And in the middle of that, I pray that you do a new work in us. You work in our hearts, that you prepare us for the next days and the next seasons of ministry. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. The atmosphere is changing. For the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Overflow in this place. Fill our hearts with your love. Your love surrounds. Atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Yeah, the atmosphere is changing. For the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Overflow in this place. Fill our hearts with your King.
For the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. A miracle can happen now. For the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here.
To do whatever you want to. Let me through the deep hollow. Feel the presence of God?
When we sit in the presence of God, when the people of God experience the presence of God, it can give us new purpose. It can lead us to new things. I think today is a great example of a practice that isn't just a today practice. So the challenge this morning is, how do you sit in the presence of God? Do this? How do we do the new thing but still come back to this again and again? And we let God in our hearts and we experience Him moving in us, even the depths of the hard places. I'm sure it was difficult for Isaiah to say, "I'm a man of unclean lips." He doesn't want to admit that. But God had better things for him. When we let God into those deep places and we experience Him, that new purpose that He has for us is far greater than any purpose we could have.